The Deputy Minister of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts, Jifa Gomashi, has called on Ghanaians to support the kente industry by purchasing accessories and clothes made out of kente. This, he said, will help shore up the country's economy. Speaking at a launch of Kente Festival in Accra, Mrs. Gomashi said placing value on kente is a way of upholding the heritage of the country. Nana Momari was there for Radio Ghana.
Kente, a corruption of kente meaning basket, is one of the oldest creativity of our forefathers, which has lighted a perpetual flame that will glow to unite Ghana for development and prosperity. The week-long celebration organized by Kente Soul to Soul Africa, a non-governmental organization responsible for convening the Kente Festival, seeks to get the youth involved in the use of Kente cloth and remind Ghanaians about the essence, power and diversity behind Kente creation. The Deputy Minister of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts, Jifa Gomashi, said promotion of Kente should not be left to politicians alone, but Ghanaians should take pride in their culture by purchasing and wearing it.
Other people, I realize that we have an authentic appreciation for other people's cultures and not ours. If you dress from head to toe as a photocopy of someone else, you are not contributing to the industry in Ghana. You can have a strip that is part of you, but we don't do that often. But we need to take a moment to pause and see how in our own small way we are contributing to making our country what we want it to be.
A high life musician and advocate of the use of kente, Asabia Kropa, urged the youth to go back for the wisdom in the kente masterpiece so that they can pass it on to the next generation. She takes us through the kente weaving process.
The kente cloth is created first by weaving various stripes down. These stripes are later stitched together with yet another thread of unfailing love, comradeship and forbearance to form one big adorable cloth we call the kente cloth.
Nana Alma Omari's report.